The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 3. Why did God create mankind? Was Jesus Christ truly a man? Because of the crucial role Jesus plays in the destiny of mankind, it is essential that we understand his humanity. On several occasions, Jesus of Nazareth is plainly called a man. Unlike the English language, the Greek tongue has two terms for man. One is anthropos, which merely means a man as representative of the human species. The second Greek word, aner, means a man solely as a male human. Both words are used to describe Jesus Christ. Many years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, how did the Apostle Paul refer to him? For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man, in Greek, anthropos, Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Any understanding of Jesus Christ's role and purpose must be based on this historic fact. Jesus' manhood was full and complete, in the sense that he lived a life as a physical human being. He became hungry and ate, got tired and rested, and walked and talked just like any other man. The book of Hebrews fully attests to Christ's existence as a human being. It would be well worth your time to read and meditate on the book of Hebrews from this perspective. As a man, Jesus had nothing in his appearance to distinguish him from other men of his time. See Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2. The essential difference was in the realm of the spiritual. Unlike any other member of the human species, Jesus Christ never sinned. He carried out his Father's will perfectly. What did Jesus accomplish during his short lifetime on earth? Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man, in Greek, aner, attested by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Though Jesus was truly a man, a physical human being, yet he came forth from God. God was his Father, and the Holy Spirit the agent of procreation. He was miraculously conceived and born of a virgin, Mary, of the line of King David. Luke chapter 3 contains his maternal genealogy. His legal genealogy, through Joseph, is found in the first chapter of Matthew. Truly, Jesus Christ is both the Son of Man and the Son of God. What was one of the biggest heresies that threatened the first century church? Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and is now already in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 3. Denying Jesus Christ's humanity leads people away from the truth of God. If he had not been truly human, then his sacrifice for our sins would be null and void. Yet this same heresy that afflicted the early church persists even to this day, creating doubt and confusion as to Jesus Christ's true nature and role.
Thanks for listening to Was Jesus Christ Truly a Man? In Bible Study Course Lesson 3, Why Did God Create Mankind? To find this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.